And now, I'll be honest here. The minute it was signed, so it's not one of those all were revision. No. We're like, that's not a good signing. Free agency, older players, multi-year deals rarely works out. And it sounds like the LA Kings and the Ilya Kovalchuk are coming to an end. Although I don't know how they do this, because even if they agree to terminate the contract, it's still cap casualties. It'll be like dead cap space. That's a lot of dead cap space for next year. So John Rose, an LA Kings insider, joins us now to discuss this. John, and obviously things have not worked out very well. You know, even right from the get-go, Kovalchuk last year didn't play a whole bunch. Comes in this year, Todd McClellan talked about, hey, you know what, I want to get on the same page, do everything. Kovalchuk, just, can he keep up? Is that at the end of the day what the issue is here? He just doesn't have the foot speed anymore?
No, I think it's more complex than the foot speed. And by the way, thank you for the invitation here. And I love coming on this show, too, because you guys do ask questions, I feel, that gets right to the heart of it. And there are going to be some questions that, like, what the team has publicly said, it is not a whole lot. It's very close to best at this point. But there hopefully is some more context. And things, what you said, obviously back there, largely accurate. But it's not just a foot speed thing. I think I think he had a hard time finding, speaking with players. I think he had a hard time finding a line last year that he could be predictable and that there were players that, you know, they could really generate that consistent rhythm with together, which was why you saw him under Willie DeJardin drop down within the lineup. But with that being said as well, you know, Kovalchuk has been getting a lot more ice time this year. He's been in that, 14 to 16 minute range basically every night. So, no goal to assist over his last nine games. The team is not winning at all. You know, this is, the detritus of being in 31st place as the Kings are at the moment. But no, absolutely, as you guys said, the way it was portrayed is accurate. I think it's a lot more than just foot speed or the way that he fits in right now, but not to say that couldn't be, the right fit for another team in the right type of situation and the right type of role. But with the Kings right now, that's not where it is.
Dan, I read somewhere that he's got a bonus due of like, what, $3 or $4 million, let's say middle of December, and after that his salary drafts down to $700,000. Is this maybe they're giving him a chance to say, listen, we're going to pay you out this money, and then you're going to contract a rash or you're going to have a back problem or a groin problem, and you're just going to go away? Yeah. Is that any possibility at all?
I would never be able to speculate on that. I haven't heard anything or anything like that. But, that which has been reported by Pierre LeBrun, by Cap Friendly, by others, I think we had it on our site as well, like when he was signed last year, 2018, that does obviously play a factor, the financial implications, the fact that it was a 35-plus contract and at $6.25 million would not come off the books if he, LTIR means, were not able to play but was not traded or, chose not to play. Mm-hmm. With that being said, there was some interest in him last year. I can't speak to, there was some volume on the calls, but it was such that I don't believe that there was any real, thorough trade discussion. But the Kings also at that time, it's very multidimensional, and they also have to be very cognizant of not decreasing the value of their assets and, not just, giving things away for pennies on the dollar. I'm speaking more hypothetically than in cold hard, chronological facts here, by the way. But this situation right now, it has reached that head. It does feel like this is somewhat of the beginning of the end. But everything at right now, the team has not committed to saying anything, and we're not getting any great detail just behind the context that we previously shared.
John Rosen, LA Kings insider, joins us. And so, John, the Kings, I think most people at the start of the year, yourself included, felt like this was going to be kind of a rebuilding season for them. So, they've come in. We've seen Tyler Toffoli, who's kind of one of their younger veterans. He sat out a game. He's come back in. He's a pending UFA. Do you expect him to be re-signed? And where is Toffoli's game at over the last 18 months?
No, I expect Toffoli to be traded. Let's face it, the Kings are the 31st place team, and he's a pending UFA who would fetch a return, probably the best return that the Kings could get, out of a player that would be someone theoretically that would be on the trading block, so to speak. He would be probably like this year's Muzzin, in that sort of loose kind of comparison. But I think he has done a good job very maturely handling that. He's been held out of one game because of a healthy scratch, as Todd McClellan has shown, whether with Kovalchuk or Adrian Kempe last night or others, that they'll come out of the lineup if their play dips, and they'll be held accountable. But, while he does some very good things and is good along the boards and making little plays and short passes to gain entry to zone, plays on the right side of the puck, plays in the attacking end, great shot, he's not benefiting right now from a rising tide that lifts all boats. The Kings' special teams are poor. The power play has struggled again. So, his numbers are a little bit muted. I am not betting against Tyler Toffoli for one bit. I think in any sort of, good, cohesive, chemistry-building situation, there's absolutely a right home for him. And I hope it does work out, because he's done a lot of very, very good things and has been a part of some very important Kings runs in the past, in which he should get remunerated, or at least for what he is worth over the coming year. I still think there is value there. So that will be an interesting return, and where the market goes, I can't speak to that. But he's a player absolutely, would, as much as any other King, should be considered along those lines.
There's a couple players on the roster up front, especially, that are a little bit younger. Have any of them kind of caught your eye as the Kings try to turn this roster to a little bit younger than what they have?
Yeah. And something that should be said too is that this group has, these are not, like, the glosses are not will losses or effort or work ethic, anything like that type of losses. It's a team that's struggling right now, but this is a team that they had some good numbers, at least metrics, possession-wise, scoring chance-wise, typically another Kings team that does not shoot the puck at a very high percentage. But there are some good younger players. It's a trial by fire. They're living with both successes and getting taught when they're not finding as much success. But the guys like Carl Grundstrom, Blake Lizotte, and Austin Wagner line that has been together for a couple games had provided a nice little spark of energy. Blake Lizotte's showing that he's holding his own playing as a center, as a 21-year-old in the NHL. You look past that as well, and I think Sean Walker is probably the best story of this Kings team this year individually. He is an undrafted free agent who actually was signed to an AHL contract out of college, where he spent a couple seasons as Bowling Green's captain. Has been a really good puck-moving defenseman, and he's always had a good offensive proclivity, but has shown how well he has used his skating to get to pucks, to win battles, to leverage himself, to be able to make a play to the puck when he gets there. So these are all the types of kind of layering that he's had in his game that, even when he showed some offensive bent in the past, this is coming along in a game really well. So Walker would be a pretty great story thus far. But, other than that, this is a team that, they're taking a lot of shots. They're not connecting on a lot of them. The goaltending, Quick has come along the last several, but it has been inconsistent and is, among the worst five save percentages in the league. 5-on-5, looking fine, pretty healthy. Special teams have really sunk this Kings team. They're not doing them any favors right now.
John, when you look at Jonathan Quick, a lot of people, he was maybe the most, athletic goaltender for a long time. And, we have Kevin Woodley on and other goalie people, and they talk about, at times maybe he hasn't adapted to, because now there's a lot more side-to-side play in the NHL. What do you see Quick way more than us? What do you make of his struggles? How much of it are him, and how much of it is the defense in front of him?
That's all of the above. I think you have a pretty good handle on it right there. I'm not an expert on goaltending, but it's the speed of the game during an episode where he has aged a little bit, and that the LA Kings defense has gone from one that you just kind of expect, when you get into March, to hold opponents to basically five shots on goal in the third period, to one that is, right now, is giving up a lot more chances and a lot more shots against. Not to take anything away from what Quick did previously, because we all experienced his greatness, back then. He has given those indications, right now, the last week or so, that he's trending really well. I mean, he puts another, strong game or two together. You start talking, what do they say in Major League? What does Lou Brown say? Start talking about a winning streak. So it's steps there that he's taking. But this is, again, a young team, a less predictable defense in front of him. There will be more change this year. This is a challenging situation for a number of veterans, but, you know, as he, you know, corrected somebody, a reporter in Toronto, when that was insinuated as well, it's not about the veterans, it's the entire team. It's tough on the kids, it's tough on the veterans, it's really tough on everybody. So he was great last night. I think it was 27-28 in the win over Minnesota.
John, always great to catch up with you. One quick last one. Any update on Gabe Vilardi? What's his status?
Yep, practiced today with the Ontario Reign. He was handling contact. He is not officially activated. We haven't met with him yet. They believe they wanted to get him. I'm not sure if he did go out for the second half of that road trip they were just on. Did not travel with them at the outset, but, you know, traveling with them will happen soon. So he's making the progress, but, you know, pain management is something that will be something that they'll be monitoring, and that will be probably a thing for him going forward. But right now is among the more encouraging times and episodes with as it relates to Gabe.
That's been a crazy story to follow. I appreciate the update, John. Always great time to talk to you. We'll talk to you again soon.
My pleasure, guys. Thank you so much.